Hello, everyone, and welcome to your September 2022 update. How has it been another month already? I can't get my head around that, but here we are. We're halfway through the first month of the fall season. That's just going too quickly for my tastes. Feels like just yesterday it was still summer and vacation and things were nice and relaxed, and now we're back into the swing of it, or we're supposed to be. Unless you're like me and completely lazy lately, which is awesome. Anyway, so I hope everybody's doing well. If you're new here, welcome. If you are returning, welcome back. I'm happy to have all of you, as always. Thank you so much for deciding to be here, for choosing to be here, for being part of my community. I do appreciate each and every one of you choosing to spend your time here and choosing to support all of my particular brands of crazy. So thank you for that. This one's going to be a long one, or it should be. I'm going to say that and watch. I'll wrap it up in like 15 minutes, hopefully. But I don't say you weren't warned at the end of this. So let's get started. There's a lot to cover today. I'm going to start with a personal update. I'm back from vacation, as I said. So I took what amounted to almost 6 weeks off, which I've never done in the entirety of the time that I've worked in my life. And it was lovely. It was great to unwind, to sort of reset a little bit. Now, that being said, I was working on a personal project, IRL, but it felt more like fun than work, so I count it as vacation. But I am back at it. I'm recording again. A good chunk of October is recorded. All of October and November are planned out. And I have about three new things on the go, as well as the new platform, a personal project, and the regular stuff. So, you know, we hit the ground running, as we do. I do have some things going on outside of this space. I have a tarot channel that I'm starting IRL, and I've started narrating audiobooks. So there's all kinds of things that I'm doing kind of in the voice work space, and I'm loving every second of it. So my days are always full. But I find when I'm doing things that are all over the place, it lets me have more creative energy for everything. It sounds counterintuitive where you're like, well, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. That's true in a way, but for me, I find the more I'm creatively stimulated in different ways, the more creative stimulation I have overall, and the more I have to give back. So I'm looking at things like the concepts and things that I've come up with for October and November, and I look at it and go, these are things that I've never done before. They're brand new ideas, and I'm excited to tackle them. And I feel like if I hadn't had a chance to do new things outside of this, I wouldn't be coming into it with fresh eyes. And that to me is what vacation is all about. So I feel like from a personal perspective, the vacation was absolutely fantastic. And I'm so excited to share everything that I've come up with you guys. And hopefully you all like the concepts and things that I've come up with. So that's the personal stuff. Next, the Christmas event. So normally, I know it's only September, why are we talking about Christmas? Normally, by now, I either have the Christmas event recorded or mostly recorded, and in some cases, partially edited. This year, I am not going to be doing the Christmas event. So A Beautiful Christmas is skipping 2022. Whether it'll return in 2023, I don't know. Last year, I received some feedback that was not great. The audios themselves turned out beautifully. I was really happy with them. The response to them was fine. But I was reminded that not everybody in my listener base celebrates Christmas. And that is 100% true. It's something I should have thought of upfront. So what I want to do is I want to step back from that, and I want to do holiday audios. So I'll still have Christmas audios in December, but I want to do things that are more holiday themed overall. so that, you know, anybody that doesn't celebrate for whatever reason, whether, you know, you celebrate something else or whether you don't celebrate anything at all, so that everybody has content that they feel included with. I think that's a better way to go. And then if I do bring the event back next year, it'll be a holiday event and the audios will be varied in terms of what they're celebrating. So that is the fate of A Beautiful Christmas this year. It doesn't exist, but we will have holiday content in December. So that was some really good feedback. And as I said, I'm all about inclusivity. Like I don't talk about body types and shapes and colors and sizes and all that stuff. Talking about religion and what people believe and what people celebrate should be right up there. I celebrate Christmas and a lot of my listeners do. So it was kind of a big thing. And I know a lot of people on GWA post Christmas audios. So it was kind of just a thought that I had. But as I open up my listener base and I want to include more people and make everybody feel heard and seen, it just doesn't have a place anymore. So I want to do a little bit of everything. And this is where we're at. All right, that's that one. Moving on to another event, or two events actually, the Writers Event and the Artists Event. They are in the process of being voted on right now. If you haven't voted, go check them out. The links just went live. I think I just posted them for the first time on Patreon today. They've been live over on Reddit for a few days now. The voting closes on Monday the 19th. So check that out. Some fantastic entries, both as artwork and as scripts. Definitely a lot of thought and time and energy put into that, and a huge thank you to everybody that entered. I'm super thrilled with what came out of this. I know quite a few of the people that entered have never done anything like this before, and that is a huge, huge win for me. I want to encourage everybody to be as creative as they can and try new things and take those chances, and that just, I'm so, so thrilled that they were able to do that. So check those out, cast your votes, the winners get commissions, and it should be a good time. So please show some love for those, because they did work hard and they deserve all of the appreciation that we can give them. The event itself, for the writers event, in terms of when everything will be recorded and posted, I'm aiming toward late November right now. So that is the time frame. If that changes, I'll let everybody know. But right now, that's what it's looking like. Okay, next. The new platform. I had asked in the Discord server for everybody's favorite audios, the things that they thought should be transferred over to the new platform first, and received a fantastic response. So thank you to everybody that reached out. There were a lot of audios that were mentioned multiple times, which I love. We know what the favorites are. And those ones will be going over to the new platform first, basically. So the way this is working is the platform's in its beta phase right now. I have a link to it. It's not really a live link that everybody can just go to, because it's kind of a back end, like a developer link. So I can put up my content, I can design the subscription levels and all that stuff, but it's not really ready to go live yet. So I'm working on that on the back end. What I have to do is I have to design the subscription levels, and I want them to basically mimic Patreon. I'm only allowed to have three, which is great because it simplifies things. So I'll be mimicking the $5, $10, and $15 tiers. The idea will be to have all the content, I'm just trying to think of how I did this, all the content from Patreon moved over to the new platform before I launch the subscription tiers. That is my goal, so that you can join one or the other. Nobody has to join both. The other really cool thing about this platform is they have like a rental type structure that they're putting in place, where if you like an audio and you just want that audio but you don't want to subscribe for whatever reason, you can rent that audio for 24 or 48 hours, and listen to it as much as you want for that time period, and then it just goes away. It's like when you rent a digital movie. Really cool. The other part about this platform that I love is they will be setting up, or they have set up, a way to handle commissions, specifically for commissions. So no more sort of, you know, restructuring Patreon to make it work. This is actually designed for creators to take custom requests. And it's just so much easier. So the next time I do commissions, this will hopefully be up and running and I'll be able to do it all through there. Absolutely an easier thing. Fantastic. So excited. And it looks great. So I'm just waiting for them to get out of their beta phase and get a bunch of the new platform set up with my content, basically. And then we'll be ready to go. So I'll have more information on that as we go. But this is sort of where it's sitting right now. And oh, I did talk to them too. I know one of the questions was about the payment issue. So I know my overseas patrons have issues pretty much every month because of the way payments are handled, and a lot of them get kicked back. Credit cards are a pain in the butt, all of that. So I sent all of that through to the development team, and they are apparently using a payment processor that does not have the same issues. I think they said it's Stripe, but I have to double check. And they said that they will not have the same issues that Patreon has, because that's something that they've already been very mindful of. So hopefully, as far as I know, they'll be able to do a lot more in terms of ways to accept payment instead of just a straight credit card. But they are going to keep me posted on that as more develops on that end. But I did send everything through. They are working on that because it is something they've heard from quite a few creators. And let's face it, the easier we can make this for you guys, the better, because nobody wants this hassle. You guys don't, I don't, and they don't. So let's just make it easier. Okay, that's my list for that one. All right, next page. Okay. Speaking of new, everything seems to be new this month. It's September. It's like a season of renewal. I've been working on some new content experiments. There are some things that I haven't branched out into in terms of what I do with my content. Not in terms of like tags and things, but in terms of production. I don't step outside my comfort zone very often anymore. I used to. When I first started, I used to push the envelope as much as I could just to see what I could do. I don't anymore. And I've talked about this a little bit before. I had a request recently that forced me so far outside of my comfort zone, I couldn't even see it anymore. And as uncomfortable as it made me, because it's obviously outside the comfort zone, it was probably one of the best things that could have happened to me for my content. It made me sit down and really look at what I can do on the production side. What can I do in editing? What can I do in post-production? And what other things can I bring to the audio that I'm not already? So things like binaural beats, things like really stepping up like the hypnosis type stuff, getting really heavily into the ASMR type content. This is all stuff that I've kind of shied away from. I've done binaural beats before in music. I've never done it plain with no mask, and that was a little disconcerting. So if these are things that I've been asked to look at and asked to sort of figure out, and I'm kind of loving how it's turning out, and I'm loving that I've been able to stretch creatively. So this is kind of a heads up. You might see some experimental stuff come through. It's not going to replace what I normally do, because I know people like the normal stuff too, like the regular stuff, but you might see some early access or some experimental type stuff come through. Just bear with me. And if you see it and you like it, let me know. Feedback is everything when I'm trying new things, because it lets me know what people are actually responding to, what I'm doing well, and what I need to work on. So keep an eye out for that, because I'm going to have a really good time putting together some stuff. And I want to know that it's being received one way or the other. But I also want you guys to know that I'm not just completely shifting my platform. So we've got some fun stuff coming, but the regular stuff is going to be there as well. So keep an eye out for that. Okay. This one I didn't really want to do, but I'm going to anyway. The state of the community update that I did last time was not something that I wanted to do then, and I don't really want to touch on it again now, but I will. We'll sort of bury it in the middle of all the good stuff. It's not terrible. So last month I addressed some not so great stuff that was happening in the community. And I guess I just want to say thank you to everybody that reached out and offered positive support surrounding that whole thing. I didn't expect the outpouring of support that I received in response to that. To know that you all feel very strongly about me being treated with respect and my community being treated with respect is a huge thing for me. And I appreciate it so, so much. The issues that I was dealing with have lessened quite a bit, considerably, actually. And there has been such an effort made to be the other way, to be positive, to not give in to that type of thinking, the negative type of thinking. So thank you so much for that. I did receive some questions and some suggestions that I kind of wanted to address as a whole rather than individually in private messages, because a lot of them came up multiple times. Specifically, some people suggested that I post on my Reddit profile more about what is actually included with my Patreon, what is actually here, beyond just the audios, because people see the preview every week, but they don't realize what else is here. This was a big suggestion. I received this probably over 10 times. And some were quite adamant about it. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I was told several times that I undersell myself, that I don't talk about my Patreon enough in my Reddit platform. So I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, because I've sort of set myself up the way I have, because when I first started doing Patreon, it was kind of a shot in the dark. I did it because a few people asked for it, and then it grew into this bigger thing, right? And I don't want to feel like my Reddit platform is just for selling. I don't want to feel like that's all I do is talk about what I sell. It's bad enough that I'm not there enough with the previews and things like that, that it seems like that sometimes. But I could go in and say, you know, this is what Patreon offers, because it has developed quite a bit. And that might be something that I do, is just kind of one big post that just says, hey, Patreon has been overhauled. I don't think I even really announced when I did the new tier in March, the $15 tier. So something like that, maybe. But I don't really get into more than that. And I don't feel like I have to. If somebody wants to find me, they will. The link is there. That's kind of what it's all about. But other than that, it's just kind of, this is where my content is, and here we are. So I kind of let all that happen naturally. I also was asked why everything I do seems to be under the radar. Like when I added the YouTube link and the Twitch link, now that I'm streaming, nobody really knew, except my patrons, obviously. And again, I do that because I had a really bad experience when I started doing more promotion, I guess, where it didn't go well. And I was basically told not to promote myself at all. Nobody cared. So I just keep it where people want it, which is why Patreon gets everything, because you guys are here because you support and you want the content. And, you know, if anybody else wants it, then they can find it. The links are there, like I said. But I just, I don't want to have to sell. And that's not what I'm here for. I do the work and the work should speak for itself. So yeah, it's always uncomfortable to talk about that because it is such an asked question. And I do appreciate so much that people are concerned about that, and that they think I should be doing more. And that feels amazing to know that people want me to put myself out there more, that more people should be exposed to me. I can't tell you how good that feels. So thank you for that. There may be more in the future. I've got the website, it's there. But in terms of just, you know, putting everything in everybody's face right now, it's just not my style. I'm a lot more low-key than that, and I just prefer to be that way. So I will continue in that vein. I may put, you know, like I said, an update post of what's available and where. That might be a thing. But other than that, I don't feel the need to go any further. I hope that makes sense. I'm very uncomfortable even talking about this because I've had really bad experiences with it in the past, and I don't want to deal with it anymore. So that is that. In terms of the state of the community is amazing and will continue to be so because that's what we do. We make it that way. You guys make it that way. So I'm good with that. And as long as we're not dealing with the kind of garbage we were dealing with before, we're going to continue to just be awesome. And that's the way it'll stay. Okay, let's move away from that. Really my least favorite part of this whole thing. Okay, so what else is going on? Next, Halloween is coming. So Halloween is my favorite time of year. Yay, happy stuff. Halloween is my favorite time of year. I'm not doing an event per se, but I do have quite a bit planned for it. One of the things that I wanted to let you guys in on first is there is a vignette recorded, edited, ready to go for one of my most popular series. It's kind of a little peek into the character's world after the fact. And it's a Halloween themed one, and it's based on a video game. And it's so good. I can't even. I was very excited. And it's the Dude series. So the Dude series has a little vignette coming. It's not a full story. It's not it's not something to further their story. It's literally a little peek into some naughty stuff that they're doing around a Halloween costume. So that is coming. I've also got some really cool concepts coming up, including a pretty awesome F4F that I'm very, very proud of. It was actually a commission, and that one, I was so happy when I got that commission because it was the most awesome idea ever. So look out for that. It's binaural, and dude, it rocks. So there's some awesome, awesome Halloween content coming, and I can't wait. I can't wait to share it with you because I love Halloween, and yeah. Now, just like last year, I'm not going to do all Halloween all month because nobody wants that, because some people don't like Halloween. So there will be regular content mixed in there. But if you're into Halloween, you're in for a treat, and oh my goodness, here we go. So look out for that. Speaking of content, the recent content has done very well. People have been liking what's been coming out. The FDOM stuff has not been getting as much of a good response, and I think it's just oversaturation, so we're going to step back from that a little bit. Maybe do a little less of it, start incorporating a little bit more of the GFEs and stuff like that. I think that's good. We also have quite a few sequels coming. So the sequel polls just ended. The releases for them come next week. So, well, as of today, it's next week. By the time this is released, it might be this week. The 21st and 23rd of the month, we'll see the sequel poll winners. And they turned out better than I thought they would, because when I do a sequel, I have to have an idea. Usually when I decide an audio has to have a sequel, it has an idea attached to it, and that's why. So there's two examples I'll give you. The one I'm releasing today in about half an hour is a sequel, the one that's going to GWA. It's a sequel to the He Wouldn't Let Me, blah, 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 because I don't say that unless I'm recording. So I'll, you know, yours instead. That has a sequel. So that one is coming out today. And then I also have one for the Best Friend's Little Sister that everybody liked, the Midnight Snack one. So those two have sequels on top of the two that won the sequel poll. So I think we're in an energy where some of these stories just have natural continuations. And I love that because it means that the story itself had enough development to go there, which as a creator, I love. So if you guys are liking them, then I'll just keep doing them. And that's kind of what we have coming up. If you like an audio, let me know, because that's how I decide what to do more of, what to do less of, what to do sequels for. And, you know, feedback is everything. So I definitely want to hear more of that, that stuff going forward. If you like the sequels, please, by all means, let me know. It's just numbers only go so far. Patreon changed their system, so the numbers on Patreon are messed up. Now they don't tell me as much as they used to. And I don't like that because I'm, you know, a numbers person. But I also really like to hear what you guys want. So if these are the types of things that you want, please, by all means, let me know. Okay, we're almost there, guys. All right. Chill streams. Yay. The chill streams have been okay. Now that we're doing them, I did have to change them around this week due to an appointment, but they have a set time and schedule, so Wednesdays and Fridays are chill stream days. The games, I was playing Grow, Song of the Evertree, and Animal Crossing, but then, well, Disney dropped a game, and that game is epic, so we're probably going to be sticking with that one for a little while. Even though, and I will say this, anybody that's interested in the Dreamlight Valley game, please don't get it on the Switch. If you have the opportunity to get it on any other platform, please do that, because the Switch has been glitchy as anything. I'll talk about it more in the streams, but the game itself rocks. The platform port for it to the Switch has not been great, but it is available on all the other platforms as well, so might be a better place to look if you can do that and you want to play it. But yeah, so the chill streams will keep going for the foreseeable future. The Wednesdays and Fridays are just for right now and see how that works. I will still probably do the odd weekend stream and shift things up that way, and then eventually I'll move the schedule around, but I just kind of want to see how this works. I will eventually start streaming on Twitch as well, but those will be public streams. So the way it works right now is the stream itself, the live part, is exclusive to Patreon, and then the replay, the video, goes public. So anybody who checks out the YouTube channel can see it. Whereas on Twitch, everything would be public right from the get-go. So I will be starting that probably October, I'm looking at. So we'll go from there. I don't know. It depends on how all this goes. But that's the plan. So we'll see. But yeah, if you're liking the chill streams, thank you to everybody that comes out and participates in the chat and has a good time. I hope you're enjoying them. I know I am, because I get to play video games and talk to y'all while I do. It's awesome. And the games are fun. So there's that. All right. Lastly, yay, we're at the end of the list. Woo woo. Merchandise and emotes. So this has been an ongoing freaking saga. The merchandise was a total train wreck the first time I tried it, and I was a little gun shy to try it again. But then I had a new set of imagery designed with the Gamer Girl logo for the overlay for the streams. So what I want to do is have the, the Gamer Girl logo done as merch instead of just the rose, because the gamer girl, I think, is a little easier to explain if anybody has it on or is using it for anything, you know, on a mug or whatever. So that is the plan, but I'm not finding a company yet that has decent international treatment. So stay tuned for that. But the merch that comes will be of the new logo that I use on stream. It's my Discord PFP as well. I love it. It's based on a drawing that I had done of my tomboy character, and then the artist took it to the gamer level, and I love it. So that will be what the merch items are. Wow, I can't even talk. The emotes, I'm still looking. The person that did my Twitch overlay, my stream overlay, all of that, I'm in talks with them to do the emotes. They're on a bit of a break right now, so I'm kind of waiting for them to come back so that I can get that done all by the same person. And then hopefully we'll have emotes for the server as well. So that'll be cool, and we'll be able to use them on YouTube too. So that is it, y'all. Holy crap. Don't let me go on vacation. Apparently I come back really long-winded. As always, I'm going to wrap it up by saying thank you. We are in a really weird energy right now. Everything around us is kind of strange. For anybody that doesn't study astrology, Mercury has gone retrograde right now, which is always a heavy, heavy energy. And even if you don't believe that, I'm sure we can all agree that things have been massively messed up just in general all the way around the world lately. So as always, I want this to be a safe place. I want this to be a place that you can come and relax and kick back and just not think about the world for a little while. Whether it's in the chill streams, which are safe for work, I don't even swear in them. So like I'm going full straight for work, or safe for work, good Lord. I want this to be a place where there's always something that can take your mind off it, whatever's going on. So that's my goal. That's why I have started doing the streams. I've started doing more safe for work content. Because, you know, not all of us can listen to the naughtier stuff all the time, and not all of us want to, but we do need those moments of peace and serenity, even when we can't listen to the naughty stuff. So I want this to be that place, and I'm working to create that and to create the community, the support, just that really good energy here. And you guys are such a huge, huge part of that. I want you all to feel that safety and just that appreciation here. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being here, for everything that you are, everything that you do. And I hope that at the very least I've kept you entertained. You all make this such a great place to be and such a great job. And what can I say? I'm pretty much the luckiest person there is. And that's all because of you guys. So I'm going to leave it there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I will talk to you all next month. Bye, guys.